Reports on recent site visits conducted in both districts were released by the Iowa Department of Education late last week. The multi-page reports listed problems regarding the negative unspent balances in each district, as well as deficiencies in the district's programs and facilities. State DOE Director Brad Buck told the State Education Board the districts have 30 days to come up with response plans. Buck says if worse comes to worse, the state board could vote to withdraw accreditation and dissolve both districts. The first step in responding to the DOE's findings comes in a joint meeting between the Hamburg and Farragut school boards this evening at 8 at the Nishnabotna High School in Farragut. Farragut School Superintendent Tom Henricks says the board must form an advisory committee to draft a response to the department's concerns.
And that will consist of school board members, administrators, teachers, classified staff, students, parents, and community members. We've all asked for representation, and that committee will guide and oversee our work as we try to put our plan and plans together to do what the Department of Ed has told us we have to do to continue to operate.
The DOE's reports come as both districts continue to explore a possible reorganization. The Green Hills Area Education Agency's Board of Directors holds a public hearing on the proposed reorganization Wednesday evening at 7 at the Marnie Simons Elementary School gym in Hamburg. At that hearing, the board will decide whether to place a consolidation referendum on the ballot for a special election on December 2nd. I'm Brian Clark reporting.